guys. Welcome back to Overtime Chicks, the podcast. It's Chloe and Jess, and we're super pumped to get back into it. We have a lot to cover. I mean, obviously the Stanley Cups. Last night we finished off round one, so we know the final eight teams that are going into round two. The last time we recorded, the Bruins were up, 3-1?
Three to one.
There was a colossal... It's okay. I feel like when we ended last week's podcast, we were so confident.
Such high hopes.
Yeah. And then as Bruins fans, we kind of got trauma from last year. Mm-hmm. Like, because, I don't know, game five.
Mm-hmm. Brutal.
Just, like, literally your dad said, he was like, looks like they went out partying last night.
Yeah, exactly. They looked like that. But, yeah. But good game seven. At least we got a win.
Mm-hmm.
Get the Leafs out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Always the goal.
Mm-hmm. Good to get the Leafs out. But let's recap on game seven, because obviously we both know game five and six were both...
atrocious.
Atrocious, but it's in the past. We finished the job.
Mm-hmm.
Laura had an awesome game. Awesome game. And so did Lindholm. And... I feel like you and I, like, we kind of shit on Lindholm a little bit, especially during the regular season. We didn't think he, like, really stepped up this year. But obviously he had the goal when we definitely needed it, tied up the game. And his pass to Pasta on the boards, it was sick. And what's beautiful about it is, actually, I'm pretty sure it was Tori Krug and Pasta used to do that exact move in the Garden. But what's funny is there's been a lot of banter on Twitter, like, that it was, icing. And it's like...
Oh, no.
No, it was not icing because, Pasta touched the, puck first. Like, it just, it wasn't icing. And, but it was just, it was
beautiful. I bet those are all Leaf fans.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, they want to find something to, like...
But it was beautiful. The fact that, like, he hit it right off the boards, right to, like, he knew exactly where it was going to hit, so where Pasta could... just put it back in the net. And it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And Pasta needed that goal.
Oh, yeah.
And what's awesome about it, too, is Monty called him out. He said Marchand stepped up his game, and he came out when we needed it. Swayman. Now it's, like, time, like, for Pasta, too. Like, you need your stars to step up to the occasion when it's most needed. And Pasta honestly hadn't, I feel like, throughout the series.
No.
And what I love about his post-game presser is he took accountability. He kind of made a funny comment. He was like, if I was the coach and he was me, I would have said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't take any, you know, he wasn't like a bad sport about it. Like he was like, yeah, like I would have, if I was the coach, I would have told myself
Which good for him, though, for recognizing it.
Yeah.
And then a player that I thought, like, did not step up at all, that we need to step up, especially going into this Panthers versus Bruins, is McAvoy. I don't know about you, but I just feel like he was just not on his A game. Yeah, he didn't take care of his zone, and then he was just turning a lot of pucks over and just not doing well defensively, I think.
And I think that, like, yes, obviously, I mean, Swayman, MVP of the series, he stood on his head. But you need to help him out.
Like, yeah, you can't just rely on your goalies, though.
What I love, though, about, and I didn't know this until, honestly, this series, that Swayman kind of has, like, a chip on his shoulder when it comes to the Leafs. And I didn't realize this, but Swayman, he thought he was, like, kind of going to be drafted by the Leafs. He was in talks with them, and it was round four. I think it was 110. He thought he was going to get picked up, but and the Leafs decided to... pick a different goalie, and I believe the goalie's name was Ian Scott. He was picked at 110th overall, and the Bruins had the 111th pick, and they ended up going with Sway. So I think that, and unfortunately for Ian Scott, he was an awesome goalie. I believe he was, like, CHL, like, goalie of the year, but so I feel like Sway has, like, a chip on his shoulder. Like, not only, like, I mean, Boston, like, everyone knows that, like, huge rivals. But I think because of that, it definitely fueled them.
Yeah.
Do you think that also, like, what happened last year with the goalie tandem, last Riley won.
I think he wanted to prove himself, too, not only to, like, himself, but also Boston fans. Because, I mean, he got put into Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we all know the outcome of that. And I think he just wanted to kind of prove, hey, like, look, I can carry this team and I can do this. Like, I can get a win and I can, you know, mm-hmm. help Boston mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, because even, like, you listen to his exit interview after that Game 7 loss to the Florida Panthers last year. Mm-hmm. He even said he was like, I owed the guys one mm-hmm. more save. And he put it all on himself. But obviously, you put in a cold goalie in a Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, you can't expect him to, like...
But I think not only was, like... I think this was good for his confidence, too.
Mm-hmm.
But...
When he's going to get so much money when he...
Well, we need to re-sign him.
Well, yeah, but it's like... He's going to, like, mm-hmm. get a payday. Because mm-hmm. it's... I mean, and he deserves it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I think we played much better in Game mm-hmm. 7.
Pasta with the OT winner.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
I think shots on goal definitely helped us, too. Mm-hmm.
I
mean,
that one shot on goal in the first period in Game 6, I believe it
and
was.
I think Game 5, too. Maybe it was, like, 2. It was disgusting. Yeah. It was disgusting.
But, like, you can't win hockey games with one shot on goal in the first.
But at the end of it, I believe it was, like, Leafs 31, Bruins we had 32. And also a huge switch up right before game time, which no one was expecting because, you know... The Maple Leafs, like, obviously they had Nylander out, and then he came back, and then Matthews, he was out sick, and then on game day,
mm-hmm.
it was reported that he was coming back, but then...
The goalie.
Yeah.
Which was huge for us.
Yeah, because, he was the one goalie that, I mean, mm-hmm. it was game 5 and 6, and I won't say that, like, we couldn't have won if he was in net, because... You look at game 5 and game 6, we didn't have any shots on goal.
But honestly, I would have much rather Samsonov in net than
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad. I mean, obviously, I want him to be okay, but it's like, you know, I would much rather him in.
And I'm pretty sure, too, he got hurt with, like, the one goal that we got that was, like, 1 second
well,
left.
Yeah, that I remember all the Bruins, well, most Bruins fans were like, oh my god, that goal, like, didn't matter, but it ended up being,
mm-hmm.
the mm-hmm. goal that injured him.
Mm-hmm. All right, so obviously Game 7's in the past.
Let's move on to Panthers.
Because mm-hmm. we're filming this on mm-hmm. Monday. And
yeah, so the game isn't actually like half an hour
when
we're filming this. So Bruins actually won every single game against the Panthers this season. So the last time they lost to the Panthers was in Game 7 last mm-hmm. year.
In overtime.
So that definitely puts you in kind of like more confident, you know,
because
it's like... We're not going into this with any losses to them this season.
And I think that, and also, I think the Bruins will go into this series with, we have something to prove. Because in their eyes, but also every single game that we played against the Panthers this year was a playoff level game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a playoff level game, the physicality of it, everything about it. Both teams brought... It kind of created like a new rival.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the Bruins are going to go, I hope, I'm not going on the hype. I hope that, they're kind of going into this, like, we have something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
You took away our record breaking season,
mm-hmm.
not took it away. I mean, obviously,
well, yeah, but
you know, like, everyone was shocked when mm-hmm. this wild card team... I'm pretty sure they were wild card
team. They weren't even expected to.
Yeah.
They were the underdogs.
Yeah, and they took us out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we're going to go... I hope we go in with a chip on our shoulder. Like,
I know, me too.
This is our... Like, even... I don't know. But what I do find really funny is Matthew Tkachuk was... he had a press conference. It was a couple days ago. I saw it on Twitter. And he had said something along the lines of, like... Yeah, throughout the entire series, like, we knew it was going to be Bruins, like, we kind of prepared for that. Like, he was like, I don't want, like, you know, this is going to sound bad, he said, but, like, mm-hmm. we knew it was going to be the Bruins, like, even when it, like...
They were going to pull it out
Yeah, when it came to Game 7, like, they were going to. Which, that kind of makes me a little bit nervous, just because, I think that means, like, they've been preparing this entire week for it to be the Bruins. Like, they kind of had it in their... Mm-hmm. mind that
but like you said I think you said this last night when we were talking I kind of like the fast turnaround for the Bruins. I think that's honestly going to help us, because I don't think we do, I mean, I think we don't do as good when we're sitting around waiting. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to kind of like, okay, keep the momentum going. We just came off of a huge Game 7 win in Toronto. Yeah. And it's like keeps the high vibes, high energy, and going into a series where it's like, you know, this team, like, we have history with mm-hmm. what happened last year. I think it's actually good for them.
Yeah. And on the flip side, like, how I was saying with the, I hope we go, like, on to this with, like, a chip on our shoulder. What, like, with the Panthers, I think they're going to come into it like, hey, we did it last year. We can do it again. And last year was a better team. They had Berge, they had Krejci, whatever. So I do think they're going to come into it with, like, a chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, sorry, not our chip on their shoulder, but, like, like we did it last year, we can do it again, but...
They're going to come in confident, I think.
Yeah, their head coach, Paul Maurice, I do think he's a funny guy. Apparently, one of their goalies got injured this, like, got a little bit, like, hurt a bit at practice. Like, he took a puck, like,
oh my God,
right below the belt, and he was like, yeah, he's fine, but his kids aren't. Like, that's just funny. He's made a funny few comments. Like, he was like, something about, like, Nick Cousins or whatever, mm-hmm. and he was like, yeah, like, I would say how good he is. I feel like his contract was, something like that. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just funny. But it's going to be a good series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it starts tonight. I think mm-hmm. the Bruins are going to come in a little bit stronger, just because we are coming up, like, off of that
like
momentum.
Yeah, like a high and a win. But Peak is most likely to return to this series, which I'm very excited for.
Is it? I haven't heard anything. So, about Potsy, is there any reports on him?
I don't think he's going to play this postseason. I think he's going to be ready to go in, like, the next, you know, season coming mm-hmm. up, like, in October. But I doubt I don't think there's any way he's going to play postseason.
What about, because I heard Lauko was hurt, mm-hmm. and I heard also Heinen.
Yeah, Heinen's hurt. I haven't read anything, like,
I saw, like, briefly in a comment that Lauko was hurt, but I didn't see him, like, it.
No, I didn't see anything either, but he was practicing today, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, from what I saw this morning, I don't think he's playing tonight.
No.
Which I would rather him over Patrick Brown, who got called up.
Yeah.
But...
And, wait, I wrote it down, actually. So, Patrick, he had 7 goals and 20 points in his last 20 AHL games. And apparently he would be in place tonight for Jesper Boqvist.
Boqvist, yeah, I don't like that. I think, I mean, unless Boqvist is, like, what's the word?
Injured.
Well, yeah, injured or just shaken up. Like, because in the playoffs are obviously a whole new caliber mm-hmm. of hockey. So I think maybe Boqvist is shaken up or something. But...
And Carlo, actually, while we're sitting here, let me check the lines, because
mm-hmm.
in the last reports, so Carlo actually had a baby this mm-hmm. morning.
Congrats
so
to him and his family.
Congrats to him and his family and the new baby. But, and we're not sure yet, because obviously the playoffs, I don't believe they put out any lines. So
no.
But Forbort will fill in for him if he can't make it to Florida, which understandable.
Honestly, I don't blame him.
But we still don't know yet. Game's in a half hour, which is kind of nerve-wracking, but, all right, let's move on, because let's go on to Dallas, because that, was a crazy series. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, they took out the
Vegas Golden Knights mm-hmm. last night in Game 7. I thought they played pretty, I mean, I thought they were the better team the second and the third. The first period, I don't really think so. I mean, even though they got a goal in the first, but, mm-hmm. Their power play definitely needs some working out to do. And a player I wanted to talk about was Wyatt Johnston on Dallas. He had 2 Game 7 goals in the last 2 seasons. He's only 20 years old. He got called up last season in playoffs, and his shot, yeah, I'm pretty sure, yes. And his shot is insane. Like, if you've seen that kid shoot, oh my God, it's insane.
What's funny about it too is, like, we have no notes up, and into the notes, it's his shot is, and then in capital letters, insane.
Yeah, and Dallas ended up winning, obviously, 2-1.
Mm-hmm. Kicks out the reigning champions, which a lot of people find hilarious. Mm-hmm. I do too, because it's like, mm-hmm. you spend that much money. I think they're like Vegas is $10 million mm-hmm. over the cap.
And I saw a funny tweet last night. It was like, the Vegas Golden Knights have been put on LTIR I thought that was so funny.
They put the L in the L-I-G-R. That's funny. But no, he is, like, for sure underrated.
I, like, just found out about him, like, this past season.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
And he's actually tied for 15th with 7 points overall. He's tied with Jack Eichel, Hedman on Tampa Bay, and Nikita Kucherov. So, like, he's, like... You're tied with Nikita Kucherov in playoff points. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, obviously now Tampa Bay's out, but it's not like he's 20 years old.
That's insane.
And he's I didn't hear of his name, like, again, I don't know, just in terms of the draft. Like, I didn't really, like, he wasn't like one of those, like, players that I heard of.
Yeah, not until, like, an Adam Fantilli. Like, no. You didn't really hear about him.
But good for him. And that's going to be scary in terms of, I mean, as we keep seeing, like, he's 20 years old. Imagine, like, 5 years from now. Yeah. Like, when he's, like, fully, I don't know, it's just crazy. But, okay, so.
Rangers versus Canes?
Yeah. So Hurricanes. That's the first game that we have seen so far of round two. And what we can see is it's already a physical series. It's going to be a good series. These teams do not good. Like each other. Hits were being thrown.
Game one had so many penalties, too.
A lot of penalties. But you can't get. Too many, I think.
Too many, because, I mean, it's playoff hockey. You got to let them play. But it's like. The Carolina Hurricanes cannot give the Rangers power plays.
Oh, my God. We
they're
were talking about
they're
that.
Sick on the power play. Like, you cannot give them a power play.
What was that? I think it was, like, the first power play goal. It was just sick.
That,
like,
if you guys saw that, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was sick.
That was sick. And it's, like, it was, like,
tic-tac-toe goal.
Yeah, and it was, like, in within the first, like, freaking 5 seconds of the power play. It just...
And... Carolina was 0 for 5 on the power play. So, I mean, they feel like they're such a good team, but I don't know, like, what happened.
I know. And but the one thing is that I, like, I feel like me and you talked about this when we were watching, is, yes, they were down going into the third, but I was like, I wouldn't get too comfortable because we saw how they, I mean, during the Islanders and Canes series, they were down by 3 goals and they came back in third period. Like, I don't know what their coach said to them, but they rallied them the fuck up and they came out swinging and ended up winning. I think it was like 6-4. Like, it was like crazy. Like, they just, like, took it by storm. But more on the Rangers and Canes. I just see a tweet and it was like, I think that Rempe is getting kind of like reputation calls now because the call that he got, like, it.
I thought, so if you guys watched the play before he got the call, I thought it was more of a penalty than what he actually got called for.
Yeah.
He barely touched the goalie. I don't know why
he got called for it. I'm still confused as to what it was called. Like, what his penalty was.
Yeah, but it was just so... I'm like, okay, first of all, in playoffs, but second of all, it's like, it wasn't a penalty. No. What he did before that, if you watched it, was more of a penalty than what he actually got called for.
No, and I definitely think he's getting, like, now... reputation calls, which sucks because he is so young. And now they're like, oh, like,
yeah,
Remy's on the ice, we need to, like, watch every single thing that he does. But it was funny him laughing in the box because there was, like, a scrum and when he was, like, in the penalty box and he was, like, laughing, and it's like he wanted to be out there so bad.
He was like, I want to go.
Yeah. It was funny too, just a little last little bit on the Rangers and Canes. Truba putting his glove on his stick and putting it up when he, like, at the end. But I think that's going to go to game 7. I do not see either of these teams going down easy.
No, I agree. I definitely think it's going to be a long and, like, fought out series, which I'm super excited to watch it. I think it's going to be one of, like, the very physical, very, like, entertaining series.
What did you think of that hit? The one that PK was talking about, did you think it, like, could have been a 5-minute?
So when I was watching it, I thought, oh my God, it has to be a 5-minute major. But then once they, like, they slowed it down, I mean, the elbow didn't, like, he hit the shoulder.
Tony D'Angelo.
Yeah. So, I mean, I saw the trip that PK was talking about before the hit. So I think that could have been called. But honestly, like,
well, what's,
I see both sides.
Well, what's strange, though, and I don't know the rule on this, to be honest with you. But it's weird how, because they initially called the trip, because there was a, like, there was a kind of a trip. I mean,
that was strange.
Even still, like, kind of a soft call, but, like, whatever. He did trip him. And it wasn't D'Angelo. I forget who it was, but he definitely tripped up a guy. But then, and so the player, I forget his name, he goes into the box, right? And then they were like, we're reviewing for a 5-minute major. And it's like, I don't know what the rules are on that, because now you're using the tripping call that one Carolina player did to look at a hit that another Carolina, like D'Angelo did. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know what the rules are for that, because then they swapped him out. Like, it's like, that wasn't what you initially called. You called on a different player, and it wasn't like you mixed up who the player committed the penalty. You're calling on two different penalties. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought that was weird.
Who do you think is going to take the series?
I think Rangers.
Mm-hmm. I had Hurricanes, but really? Now I'm kind of like seeing the way that the Rangers power play is, seeing just like their physicality and everything.
Power play is lethal.
Yeah, I mean, that is, but it's like, I feel like if Carolina kind of doesn't, you know, take as many penalties and tightens up a little bit, that's why I think it's going to go to game seven. Because it's just, I just like both teams are so.
Well, one thing I do find strange is I think I tweeted about this, but all week I've been seeing tweets about their head coach and re-signing him. And I think I tweeted about it. Like, it,
who's?
Carolina. And I just think it's bizarre to, like, have your, like, having reports about, like, your head coach re-signing during playoffs. Like, could you imagine if, like, literally, like, right now, if we were seeing, like, reports and, like, it was, like, Montgomery says that he, like, believes that he's going to re-sign mm-hmm. and that it's, like, working. Like, we'd be like, why are you focused on that?
Well, that's their coach is the same guy that said, when they got swept. Oh, we didn't get swept. Like, they lost in play. They got swept in I think it was 1 or 2 years ago. They got swept in the playoffs. And he goes, no, we didn't. We didn't get swept. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
You
right.
did.
So I'm going to take Rangers for that series. Will you?
Yeah, I'd say Rangers in seven.
Rangers in seven.
And then Bruins-Panthers. Obviously, you have to take Bruins.
Mm-hmm. I think it's
going to be like game seven, I think seven.
Overtime. Game seven overtime. Oh boy, I'm predicting it to be a long series. Very stressful.
Struggle bus.
Yep.
Okay.
The typical
Avs versus Dallas. I have Avs.
Avalanche. I have Avs. But I do think it's going to go to... I think Avs five in or six.
I'm going to say Avalanche in five.
I'm going to say Avs in six.
Okay. And then...
But if it does go to game seven, I think Dallas will win.
Yeah. Okay.
Oilers and Canucks, that's an interesting one.
I have Canucks.
I think, okay. I don't know.
I think that's going to be a tough one, though.
I think that's obviously going to go to game seven, or at least, neither of them are sweeping. At this point in the season, I don't see any of these teams.
And Edmonton has a record of choking in the second round, so
really?
I'd say Canucks, yeah.
And they haven't really changed up their roster by much.
So I have Canucks, I would say... In six, I'll say.
I think I have Oilers in seven. Is that crazy?
No, that's not crazy. I mean, both teams are good, so. And it's playoffs, anything can happen.
I think it's going to go to game seven, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just say game six?
You said seven, I said
okay,
six.
Okay, okay. I think it's going to go to seven, but.
Okay, let's move on to some college hockey news real quick.
In order for Canucks to win, Pettersson needs to step up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go into some college hockey BC news. So BC commits Teddy Stiga, I think I'm pronouncing that right, he's a Mass kid, and James Haggins. They have been on fire during this U18 tourney, and both actually had recorded hat tricks in the tournament. I just wanted to spotlight this real quick, because they're going to be on the BC roster next season, which is great for us, because we lost our whole third line, because they're seniors, obviously, but very excited about that. So, yeah, and then Michigan news, Seamus Casey.
So, that was crazy. I wasn't expecting that today. And someone made a good point. I was listening to a podcast. Some people think that he signed because he might get traded at the draft. Because they might have said to him, you know, we don't have much space on our lineup right now. I don't know. Some like, they were like, he could have signed for a trade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Not to, like... I know that would hurt Devils fans' hearts because, you know, he's very similar to Luke Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar, just definitely a offensive defenseman and a bit, like, kind of smaller build. But, yeah, I wasn't
he's
expecting that.
He's the type of player when he has the puck, you feel confident, like, something's
mm-hmm.
going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then USA versus Canada, real quick, U18. They lost to Canada and won silver in a gold medal game. Trevor Conley took a 5-minute major. And then Canada ended up scoring 3 goals during that 5-minute major, which ultimately costed them mm-hmm. the gold medal.
Which I find that's upsetting for him because obviously it's his draft year. I think he was, like, reports have him going, like, about 12th overall. But I think, you know, that's going to hurt his draft stock. I mean, the obviously World Juniors under 18, that tournament, it's scouts galore. Like, scouts are all over that. And it was just a stupid, selfish penalty. It was. Yeah, it was a stupid hit. Didn't need to happen. One of his other teammates were, like, battling for the puck, and it was just dumb. It was dumb. And they were already up, obviously. And what I find interesting, too, is, so he, Trevor Connelly, he's not on NDDP. So, and normally with, like, World Juniors, like, it's, like, typically NDDP guys. He got, like, called up to, like, play with them. But he is in the UCHL. He's committed to Providence, but definitely a tough break for him, because that's definitely, I think, going to hurt his draft stock. But yeah, he's committed to Providence. So yeah, we'll have to see where he goes and how he does in Providence.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we talked about Michigan news. We talked about...
And then the U.S. over 18, obviously. That roster's stacked, but also Canada's roster stacked, too. Like, USA's got Cole Caulfield, Johnny Gaudreau, Kevin Hayes, Brock Nelson, Ryan Zegers. Leonard... Will Smith, Luke Hughes, Brady Tkachuk, and then goalie Trey Augustine, which college hockey fans, you know him. He's absolutely insane.
Michigan then, fans, we know. Lions.
And then Canada has Connor Bedard, Macklin Celebrini,
Fantilli.
Adam Fantilli.
Who are their goalies?
Ross, I have no idea.
I'm not sure, but that's going to be a good series. I believe that starts...
So it's May 10th through 26th that will start. I'm super excited to watch that.
That's see how that fun. Goes. Me and you. So
more hockey.
During the winter, you and I, because it was in Sweden this past...
World Juniors.
And we literally set up our alarm, and we were up, because I was the time difference, and we got up one morning at, like, 6 a.m. I had DoorDashed breakfast, like, pancakes, bacon, the whole nine, and, like, you woke up, and you were like, what is going on? I'm like, the game, the puck's dropping soon. Funny, but, yeah, hopefully, obviously, I know the under 18, we didn't get the gold medal, but hopefully... I think we could do it. I'm shocked that Barzy wasn't called up, honestly.
Yeah, there were some that I was kind of shocked. Like, Cutter Gauthier, I think he could have been a part of the lineup, but I think it just... Some guys may not want to do it. Like, some guys may just want to enjoy their offseason, just not, like, you know, just not want to do it.
Yeah, because I know Dylan Larkin, he's the captain on the Red Wings, and he was initially on the roster, and then I think he was like, no, I'm going to spend some time with my family. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But yeah, guys can opt out. They're like, especially like
which
older
I mean,
guys,
I support
like,
it. It's like
the NHL players when like, they're it. Like, I've been doing this for 5-10 years. Like, I want some off-season time with my family. I don't want to risk getting injured. I mean, so want to start, like, want to end off with the draft lottery?
Yeah, it's coming up on Tuesday. So when you guys are listening, I mean, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, basically the draft lottery, we get to find out where Macklin Celebrini's going. Because obviously whoever gets number one pick is going to choose him. Why wouldn't you? So I'm thinking it's either going to be Chicago, Anaheim, or San Jose. What do you think?
I think it could be San Jose.
If it was San Jose, I mean, Will Smith and him, that would be sick.
Him, yeah.
But also, I don't want Chicago to get him.
I know, but I feel like they could, though.
Like, well, yeah, they could, but it's like, I just don't want them, because it's back-to-back first-round picks.
How disgusting
their
would be.
Their team, Taylor Hall is going to be healthy.
Bedsy.
Frank Nazar's on the team.
And Celebrini.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That team's stacked.
Like, Frankie's centering Celebrini and Bedard. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. But no, that's like, because I was actually looking at today, like, the Bruins, where we are in the draft, and we only have, like, five, sixth, and seventh pick this year, which sucks, because you just see this talent, and it's like, oh my God.
Well, especially last year's draft, that was stacked.
That
was stacked.
We had the fourth, fifth, and sixth round. Could make a trade and trade up.
We could, but I mean,
I don't see Sweeney's kind of conservative. He doesn't like do that type of thing.
I don't see him doing that.
He doesn't. I don't know. It's easy to criticize Sweeney for his drafting and our prospect pool. I mean, yeah, we definitely have some guys down in Providence, but I don't know. You just look at the talent in the last, like, 3 years in the drafts.
And it's like,
just
why haven't we got any of that?
We have nothing. We have nothing.
I mean, I do love Potsy.
Yeah. He was a steal.
Yeah, he was a steal. But it's like we're not getting any of these top picks.
No.
That's the...
No.
Concern.
And we need to, because the league is only getting younger, and as these teams, because obviously, I think people expect, I saw this tweet and was like, when should Connor Bedard get C? And it's like, you are putting way too much on I don't even think he's 19 yet, way too much on him. It's like, people said the same about Slavoski in, I don't think I'm pronouncing this, in Montreal, and about, like, every, like, Jack Hughes, like, they're like, oh, like, he's a bust, and it's like, bro, like...
Well, that's what I heard people. That's what the people were saying about Adam Fantilli this season. I'm like, oh my God, the kid is what, 18, 19 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, your first year in the NHL is not going to be like sunshine and rainbows. No. It's, you're just getting used to the game. Yeah. Like Jack Hughes said it. He was like, my first year in the NHL was absolutely just horrible.
Yeah, he was like, the worst year of my life.
And he was like, I was just getting hit left and right. And it was constant. Like, I just had to grow into it. And it's, that's why you can't give these young guys who are 18, 19 years old, like, just don't count them out yet.
No. And people also are, they're only seeing it as, oh, they need to get acclimated to the game. It's like, they're getting acclimated to being a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them and also move away from home early, but it's like they're moving into a new city.
Mm-hmm.
If they're
at
coming
such
from
a young age.
Yeah, if they're coming over from Europe, maybe they don't know English that well, and they're still trying to learn. Imagine not knowing English that well and going to the grocery store. You'd be lost.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If I went to a grocery store and say, I don't know, Italy, I'd be like,
I don't know.
And just figuring out that and being a professional athlete, media, like, all of it, like, it's a lot of pressure, especially being the first overall. Like,
oh, yeah.
All eyes on you, and all the NHL players want to, like, give you the, hey,
welcome,
let me introduce
to the
myself.
NHL
welcome to the show. Oh, you're playing with the
Marshies to Connor Bedard last season on a home opener was so funny.
Yeah. And, or even, like, Adam Fantilli, he took a good one by Tori Krug, I believe, but he got right up and
which, speaking of Adam Fantilli, I hope that he, well, I mean, obviously he's going to play with Canada, but I'm excited to watch him next season because he had a bad injury.
Yeah, and he was doing really well. I believe it was a lacerated ankle or something, like he got cut pretty
which
badly.
He's lucky he was on his calf, because that could have been way worse.
But yeah, he even said a big reason why he wants to go to the World Championship is because he wants to get back into his game, get ready for the season.
Yeah.
He is such a hard worker.
He
really is. He is like such a hard worker.
For such a young age too.
Yeah, his dad has even said that. And, I mean, every article I've read about him, it's like, his older brother, Luca, which no one ever believes that Luca is the older brother.
No.
But, like, Luca's the one who, like, keeps him grounded. Or, like, kept him grounded, especially when he was in college. Like, Adam's the type, he doesn't want to have any TV on at night. He has a timer on his phone, like, for all his apps. Like, he's just a very hard-working, high-strung-out guy that, like, he wants to do the best he can. But Italian family, we're both Italian, so... We love the Italians. We know, like, he's, like, so family-oriented. So, yeah, I'm excited to see where he goes in his career. We actually got to see him play. We went to a Columbus game.
That was so much fun. On your birthday.
Yeah. That was fun. But I think that there's a lot of young talent in the NHL right now that's going to be really, really exciting to see. I mean, even, like, Dylan Duke, like... I know that obviously he's been playing for the AHL team for Tampa, but I think he's going to have a successful career. I mean... He's a fourth rounder, but he's kind of went through a spurt where it was like, damn, who is this kid? A lot of young talent.
Especially because, like, the Bruins roster, it's like, we do have more of, like, a veteran roster, I'd say. I mean, we do have, like, some good young guys, but back to, like, what we were saying about, like, Don Sweeney, like, not getting any young, like, good talent guys, I think that we have to kind of, like, start bringing in, like, more guys like Beecher, Potsy, stuff like that, because
we didn't talk about Beecher also with game 5 and 6. Talk about how, or not, sorry, not 6, but like game 5, how detrimental it was for him not to be in the lineup. Like, people really noticed, I mean, the face-offs, like, I don't know, it's like, I feel like it's easy to take those, like, younger guys out of the lineup, but then you saw Lauri in game 7, and it's like, no, he needs to, like, he really shined, and it's like, Beecher in the face-offs, it's like, face-offs killed us. Like, losing those face-offs, it killed us. And, yeah, you kind of got to throw those younger guys into it. Yeah. But, yeah. I feel like the last thing we could talk about real quick is goalies going into game 1. I believe Swayman has the nod tonight to start in net. Kind of got into a bit of a Twitter fight.
Oh, my God, yeah. I tweeted on Overtime Chick's Twitter, and I did not realize how many people were so mad about me asking, oh, who do you think should get the game 1?
Who should start?
So many other people do it.
Yeah.
And it just, I wanted people's opinions, so I just tweeted it. And my dad's telling us 5 minutes until game time. So, yeah, I saw... all these people, well, it's not, like, the reason why. I just wanted other people's opinions because it's, like, such, like, a, okay, do you keep Sway? He's hot right now. Do you do that? Or do you let Omar because he might be getting cold? Which, I mean, understandably.
We don't want to put his confidence down either.
No, and then now it's, like, people are, like, fighting in the comments.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I'm, like...
this guy was, like, just stop. But I do think, well, one thing interesting about Oli, this series, and Sway, both of them, I think, have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. I think... Ole might come to this series with something to prove, because obviously he was injured. He didn't play. He didn't play his bonanza-winning Allmark self during that series. And obviously with Sway, we put him in Game 7, which we shouldn't have put him in that position, but we did. And I think both of them have something to prove. But I think Allmark, if any series, like, I don't know. I feel like Allmark could be like, you know what? No, I'm going to show you.
When he's 3-0 against the Panthers.
I'm going to show you who the bonanza winning guy is.
Yeah, I want to touch on that real quick, because it's like when I was seeing people's comments roll through, what I was thinking, Sway. So we all know Sway's history with Toronto this season. Mm-hmm. He has been like their biggest nightmare this whole season. But Allmark has been Panthers' biggest nightmare this whole season. He's 3-0. And what I kind of my like input on that was maybe start Allmark game one, because Panthers are like, he plays them so well. Obviously Sway played Toronto so well, so like maybe just like put him in game mm-hmm. one, even though I doubt that's gonna happen now, but
we'll find
that
out.
That's kind of my take
in
on
5 minutes. Yeah, because it's almost like Swayman could have Toronto's number and Allmark might have Florida's. Like, also one thing I want to say that kind of pissed me off, people are always like, or people have been saying Swayman's the backup goalie. Okay, can we this might be an unpopular opinion, Swayman is not a backup goalie, and neither is Allmark, but neither of them are backups.
No, but we're so lucky that we have two like outstanding.
But I've been even seeing some like Bruins fans where it's like, yeah, like we have our backup in. No, we do not. Swayman is not a backup goalie. That. Yeah, it's like no.
Not to get ahead of myself, but it's like next season, I feel like we won't have them both.
Well, we already tried to trade Allmark, and he did.
Yeah,
like,
and he didn't want, because it was like where he was going
to LA. Save,
but.
I don't know.
Yeah, game's on 5 minutes, so we should see who takes
some shots.
One. Yeah, take some shots, get ready. It's so funny because it's like we came off of this like big high beating Toronto, and then it's like you're on this high, and then now it's like, wait, we have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
So.
And then possibly another, like.
Yeah, it's just going to keep going.
That's what we want, though, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we want that.
Alrighty. It's currently 7:57. Game starts at 8. So wrap this up.
Okay, so make sure you guys give us a follow on Twitter if you want to keep up with us. Twitter is at Overtime Chicks, and so is our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then my personal Twitter is at Jessica Stappen with two N's. Jessica Stappen was taken. My dad asked me, he was listening to the podcast, and he's like, wait, Jess, like, why is it two N's? He was like, what the heck?
And my personal Twitter is ccamelio11. And yeah, this is brought to you by Primetime Productions.
Yes,
so.
And go check them out. And we'll be back next Tuesday. Go Bruins.
Yep, and we'll have some updates for you then. Hopefully good.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.